My name is Amy Bradshaw, and I'm a research associate with the Richmond Behavioral Health Authority. I'm excited to be here today to talk a little bit about our agency's community input process, which we completed in 2012. And I also want to point out that two of my colleagues are here today, Dr. Jim May right there and Neil Masri, who both played a big role in this process as well. So briefly, just want to note that there are no relationships to disclose. So what I'm going to talk about today, I'm going to start with just a brief overview of the Richmond Behavioral Health Authority, which I'll abbreviate to RBHA, and then talk about why we decided to conduct a community input process, which I'll abbreviate to CIP. I'm going to talk about the overall planning process, talk about the methodology, some of our major findings and identified themes, some of the challenges that we encountered, and then also share a little bit about what we did with the information that we actually collected, as well as talk about some of our plans for future community input processes. So RBHA is the legally designated point of access for publicly funded behavioral health and developmental services for the city of Richmond, Virginia. We provide mental health services, substance use disorder services, prevention services, and intellectual disability services, and crisis and emergency services to the city. Last year, we served approximately 5%, or about 11,000 individuals, of the Richmond population. And the agency employs just under 400 professionals, and our annual budget is $36.7 million. So we have a lot going on any given day. So our most recent needs assessment had been completed in 2005. So it was determined that the agency really needed some up-to-date data about kind of where we fit in our community. What was the perception of RBHA? How were we doing? Were there areas where we needed to improve? What were our strengths? And we really wanted to hear this directly from consumer staff and community members. This is something that's very important to RBHA board and management in an effort to really ensure that the services that we are providing are directly impacting our community and meeting those community needs. So this was just one of our many planning documents, just a timeline kind of to show how we laid out the process. We started in August of 2012 developing survey and focus group questions and kind of figuring out how we were going to manage this whole process. And then we submitted our final report to the Richmond Behavioral Health Authority Board as well as other stakeholders in March of 2013. During this time, we had surveys, we had focus groups, and we also had a community forum in an effort to, you know, reach people in many different ways. Our questions were developed by RBHA's grants, planning, research, and evaluation staff, and this was with input from RBHA management and the board. And broadly, these questions were developed to assess how RBHA is perceived by the larger community, our position within the community as a major behavioral health services provider, perceived strengths of the agency and areas for improvement, as well as our progress in meeting community needs in recent years. So one thing that was very important to us as we started this process was really making sure we were reaching as many people as we could, because that really would improve the quality of the information we got back. So we marketed the CIP externally and internally, since we were talking to staff as well as the community as well as consumers. Externally, we did create a web page unique to the CIP that was linked to our agency website. We sent out emails to partners, community partners, to government agencies that we worked with, to private providers, to nonprofit providers, kind of across the board, had as many staff as possible help us connect with external partners. We also put ads in RBHA and Richmond City publications and put up flyers. Internally, we sent emails to our staff from the CEO and from other management folks. We distributed flyers in staff mailboxes. We hung up a lot of posters. There was use of balloons. And we also coordinated with some off-site locations that our consumers frequented. So we actually conducted surveys at a nearby methadone clinic as well as at RBHA's off-site day treatment center. Additionally, we have a consumer computer lab that we opened up for this process. Well, we had it already, but we opened it to use for this process to be available to help consumers come in if they didn't have access to a computer to complete the survey electronically, as well as just to help publicize to staff what we were doing. So we used a mixed methods approach with our community input process. We developed four specialized online surveys that were given to RBHA consumers, staff, community members, and stakeholders, as well as prevention providers. And while these were electronic, we did also have paper surveys as well. We also had a Spanish version with the hopes that that would help us connect with people who maybe didn't have access to a computer or just weren't comfortable taking the survey on the computer. The surveys were available from October to December 2012, and we used SurveyMonkey. We also conducted 15 focus groups, and these were with consumers, staff, and community members, and a community forum. These were all conducted, recorded, and transcribed by RBHA evaluation staff and were held between October and December 2012, and then we analyzed the transcriptions using Atlas TI. So overall, we were really, really pleased and I think a little bit surprised at how much participation we got. We had almost 500 participants complete the survey, and this was broken into 223 RBHA staff, 129 consumers, 121 community members, and 19 prevention services providers. We were also really, it was really important to us to make sure that our consumer participants reflected folks who received services from all of our different service areas. And we did talk to folks across the board. So we had 42.6% of our consumer participants received mental health services, 37.4% received substance use disorder services, and 20.9% received intellectual disability services. We also completed 15 focus groups, and that included 79 consumers, 16 staff, 7 community members, and 8 prevention service providers. And then with our community forum, we had just under 30 participants, and this included RBHA staff and representatives from the Richmond community, some of those providers I mentioned before, as well as our local universities attended. So our analysis identified 4 major themes: quality of services, accessibility of services, service gaps, and marketing. It was interesting for us to note that there was a lot of overlap between marketing and accessibility of services, as well as service gaps and accessibility of services. And you can see under each of these there's a brief description of what those themes were. So I'm going to do kind of a brief overview of findings. This was a big process for us, so we gathered a ton of information, so we've tried to kind of pull out some of the themes and the items that were definitely used by us going forward and were most interesting. Overall, we really received positive feedback in terms of the quality of RBHA services. 85% of our consumers were satisfied or very satisfied with the services they received from RBHA. We did notice very clearly with a lot of our focus groups that consumer reports were directly influenced by their relationship with maybe one staff person at RBHA. So if we had a consumer who had a really good relationship with their case manager, they were much more likely to say positive things across the board about services, where if we had a consumer who had not a great relationship with their case manager, it was a little more strained, they tended to say more negative things about RBHA services in general. 81% of consumers also reported that RBHA services were available or very available when they were needed. And another thing that was really interesting and was really clear from the focus groups as well was that consumers and staff often identified the same problems but came at it from a different perspective. So one example is staff turnover. There were a lot of comments from consumers on how hard it was when their case manager left, or they just felt they were getting comfortable working with someone and then that person went to a new position either within the agency or onto a different agency, and what that meant for them as part of their services. Whereas staff looked at it as a challenge in terms of maintaining consistent care, but also talked about more internal agency issues like the need for more different compensation to stay in positions for longer or the challenges of offering very specific services based on funding streams. So it was really interesting to see a lot of the same ideas coming forth, but how then they were impacted staff or consumers differently. And this is one of our quotes. You know what happens in my situation is that every time I get a real good case manager, she always ends up leaving. And this is what one of our consumers shared with us. So in addition to kind of understanding how we were doing and what some of our strengths and areas for improvements were, we also wanted to know where we fit in the broader community. 53% of RBHA staff, 47% of community members, and 25% of consumers felt that there were behavioral health services that they were unable to find in the community, which is something we kind of expected because there are definitely some gaps in services. There was also a lot of conversation about marketing, which was one of our major themes, focused kind of on two main areas. The first was just ways that RBHA needed to improve their marketing strategy. And specifically, there was a lot of conversation about our website. 87% of community members said they were unable to find what they were looking for on the existing RBHA website, and we also heard from staff a lot of criticism about the way the website was set up. And then the other area with marketing really focused on more on outreach and education to the community about what we actually do. So there was were comments related to us needing to offer more clarity in terms of the specifics of our referral process, specific eligibility requirements, and then what specific services we are able to provide. So we also, one of our major themes was service gaps. And we asked about service gaps specific to RBHA as well as the broader community. Some of the main ones we heard from consumers were transportation, scheduling, long waiting periods. You know, it was difficult to get an appointment with a practitioner, you know, when they weren't at work or when they could get child care and some of those. Staff also mentions rigidity of funding streams as well as some challenges in terms of the need to increase cultural awareness and sensitivity among RBHA staff. But staff and community members, despite talking a lot about where there were gaps in services and where there was room for improvement and adding additional services, did compliment RBHA on how much they are able to provide with very limited resources or with very specific resources that have to be allocated a certain way. So that was an interesting balance as well. Another area that got a lot of attention was the need to increase the integration of primary and behavioral health care. This was something that was commented on by consumers and by staff and by community members. When asked, consumers said that they would like to access more primary care services when they came to RBHA for behavioral health care. Staff also talked about how helpful it would be in their provision of behavioral care services if they knew more and had a better understanding of their consumers' primary health needs. And this was another quote from a consumer: "I want to see someone under one roof, see my counselors and doctors, because the services I need here, they know everything about me." So like any process, we did encounter some challenges. While we were really excited about the number of participants, it took a lot of effort to get that many participants. And some of the things we may shift going forward in order to hopefully increase participation would be shortening the survey, adding more incentives, and then also just finding ways to work with staff or community members if we're asking them to join us for focus groups around scheduling and just everyone's busy schedules. We also noticed from staff in particular, there were a lot of questions about what's in this for me. Like, what is RBHA going to do with this information? You're asking us all these questions. Are we actually going to see a change? So going forward, we want to make sure that we can actually show our staff as well as the community what information we pulled from the CIP and how we applied that to either improve services or add new services going forward. And then we also just wonder if we reached everyone we needed to reach and want to make sure that we reach everyone we need to reach going forward, and that's something that we continue to brainstorm. And additionally, we want to make sure we're adequately including the results from the CIP and RBHA's overall strategic plan. Completion of the next CIP, which I'll talk about in a minute, is actually now written into our board's strategic planning for fiscal year 2015. So what did change following the 2012 CIP? CIP findings have informed agency strategic planning, fundraising efforts, and grant proposals. They've helped identify and prioritize opportunities for program improvement and additional services to be developed. And I'll jump down to that last bullet. A really great example of this is an increase in the provision of integrated services. We were fortunate to receive a federal grant, a four-year, $1.6 million grant to integrate primary care services at RBHA. So we now have a primary care clinic, the Rich Recovery Primary Care Clinic, which is staffed by a nurse practitioner, a RN. There's physician oversight. We have a care coordinator and a peer navigator, and we are offering primary care services to, in the last year, we've enrolled over 200 individuals.
and continue to enroll more folks every day. We're finding it's a huge, huge need for our community, and we're excited that we have the opportunity to start contributing to that. Additionally, the results influenced a more cohesive marketing strategy, which included an overhaul of the website, which will be launched in January 2015. So not only have we contracted to develop a new website that is more streamlined, more accessible, and just more up-to-date in general, we also are developing a comprehensive social media strategy to keep up-to-date with Facebook and Twitter and all of the new social media things that pop up. So this presentation is actually very timely because we just started planning for the 2015 CIP. It was determined that the CIP would be a biannual process to kind of keep us up to date on how things change, how things are improving, what areas we might need to shift our focus to. So we'll actually begin data collection in December 2014. And one thing that's a little different about this CIP is that it's going to occur simultaneously with our agency's management level strategic operations planning. So not only is it now built into our board strategic planning process, it's also going to help inform and be informed by our management level strategic planning process. Some of the areas of interest and questions will be similar, but we are going to focus on how we're doing with integrated primary and behavioral health care services, as well as continue to focus on recovery-oriented trauma-informed services and how well we're doing with that. And we've also made some changes in terms of our focus groups and community forums. We did find that our community member focus groups were pretty lowly attended, so we've decided instead of holding those, we're going to have at least two community forums, maybe more. And then we also are changing our survey collection platform. So instead of using SurveyMonkey, we're going to use REDCap, which is a database management platform that we've been using for, I think, a little over a year now, and have had a lot of success with that in other projects as well. So that is all I have for you today. Just gave you all our contact information. Now, this will take you to our website, which, remember, will be much improved in January 2015, partly because of the results of our community input process. Thanks.